part two. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
Sound.
That was Marty on guitar, Phil on bass, John on drums.
Yeah, don't mind. Hey,
Phil McCracken joined me on vocals.
Nice.
Which one? How does it go? Oh, yeah. It starts right off, right?
You're singing, right, Marty?
I guess.
All right.
What's with these homies dissing my girl?
can't hear anything in my headphones, man.
Really?
No. All I hear is...
Really?
Yeah, it's all like echoey. It's Ripper, man.
That's probably a good thing. I think I butchered
it. I don't know if we're like playing the same notes or...
I butchered it.
All right, the last song for part two. There may be more in part three. Or no. Maybe. We don't know.
Hold on. Let me practice real quick. Okay. Maybe that helps all the delays. Oh, I start out?
Sort of, kind of.
Too drunk to suck.
We have been drinking heavily.
Yeah.
And we haven't played that song since we burned Burns with
Holy
it on the
shit.
Catheter movie.
Woo!
74
That's
part
hot.
2, John.
74 part 2, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott. And we have special guests Marty and Phil.
Can I play my guitar really quick, really fast, and do the Ripper song?
Yeah, do it. Let's hear a solo.
Wait a minute.
It's my new sound.
The fans love the shredding. Give us at least 30
shredding.
Seconds of shred.
That's all I got, man.
Finally, a real guitar player.
I need
player
to rest.
I mean, no, nothing against you, Scott.
That was hot.
I was talking about me.
Hey, I admit I'm not a real guitar player. I'm a hack at guitar. I'm a little better at drums, and I'm a hack at bass.
What?
It's punk energy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I
it's
guess.
It's punk, though. It's garage. Yeah. That's what I'm about.
How about Phil? Let's hear your shredding, Phil.
Hot Chicago.
Let's hear some bass shredding, Phil.
Oh, man, I don't shred.
Come on, man.
You got to lock.
Do some slap bass.
No, I don't do that. Let me think.
Oh, he's going to play Floating Like an Orb.
Floating like a air biscuit. Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was it, man.
Sweet,
I,
man.
I have my pants around my ankles. I don't know about you.
Hot Chicago rock.
Pet anus.
That's out of sight.
That is out of sight.
Hey, does anybody know Higher Ground?
Higher Ground.
I could do the bass. Phil could play the drums.
People! I have a feeling it would be. I think it would be. I think
I can play it on bass.
It would be a kind of scary train wreck.
You got it.
Early on.
Print out the lyrics, man.
People,
let's do it.
Keep on. Do something.
It's an Indian song. Oh my God, it's raining outside.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
People keep on.
That's all
I got. Come on, Phil, slap it.
Oh, man.
Phil can get on drums. Print out the lyrics. I'll sing it.
Here, I'll play it, man. Let me play it.
Did you print out the lyrics? All right, I got to ad lib. Marty and I have to ad lib.
Did you hear Morley's like, give me the bass. I'll do it. Then you do it.
Give me the bass. Okay, Phil, sit your ass on the drums. Over here.
Phil's got the drums.
Morley, what's the pre-chorus?
That's what? John on bass. On bass.
What's the...
I don't know.
Enemy?
I don't know.
Oh, great. Fisher Price song.
It's a Fisher Price song. Hey, man, print out the lyrics.
Hey, John, can you clean me up? Can you clean this part up, like the guitar?
Not
you're,
really
you're
a question.
Clean.
It's
is
just
it clean?
A observation. How punk can you get sitting in like a leather?
Yeah, leather with your feet up.
Chair with your feet up.
With your champion socks on. With
right.
The with the toe protecting gray material.
Toe protecting gray stuff. Right. How punk can you get? I don't know. Punk's a state of mind.
Do you know Free Will?
I'd do a kick-ass Geddy Lee impression, man.
That's all I got. In something less your voice. Choose not to decide.
Hey, you're supposed to be playing guitar, man. Voice.
All right, that's enough of that shit.
John, give me a clean song. I got a treat for
you. I did. It's clean.
Clean. He'll make some adjustments. Sit tight. There you go.
Sucked my ass.
No, I'm back.
That was white suburban funk.
As you hear the,
I'm back.
Wow.
Shattered.
Are you guys free every Sunday night?
You know, it'd be great if I pressed record.
Because we could do like a. They could be our
The house band.
Like, yeah, the house
band.
Yeah.
Where's that fuckface Brian?
He's probably outside going, "Let me in.
That was out of sight, man. You guys rock.
Totally rock.
Totally.
You're all about it, man. It's your middle name.
You know what? And this time I cut my pants on, which is really a treat for all of you.
God, I really stink, man. Bad.
I didn't even take a shower this morning. I was dressed. Is this still recording?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, yeah. So anyway, I was completely dressed in mop 4 today, as if like some chemical attack was going to hit Milwaukee area.
Attack.
Chemical so I got all this charcoal stuck in my like fingernails and in my hair.
Nice.
Were you doing exercises?
Right.
No, this is really funny. Like, the commander of our avionics, he's this guy, he's a Marine, and he's pretty gung-ho, very cool guy. But he's like, you know, I don't see people dressed up in mops. So my shop chief is like, we need you to do a high-profile walkthrough. I need you to take out some instruments and put them back in your mop 4. So I, like, gear up, and I'm, like, sweating my ass off on the flight deck. And there's, like, an office chair in there because we took all the cockpit seats out. And this guy's taking pictures of me. I'm like, I'm sitting in an office chair on a 130. Like, is this what the government's operating?
Well, I have two things for Marty.
Marty's keeping us safe.
I got charcoal everywhere.
Two things for Marty. One, I don't understand what he just said.
I don't me either, but...
Number two, he says like more than a 16-year-old girl.
Like it was really
like
just...
totally.
You know, like, Scott like is just...
Tet-anus.
He's like... he's my alter personality.
All right, now, the Boltias, Marty and Phil. You say that you listen to the show, right?
Well, I listen to like the first 5 minutes before somebody interrupts me
all
every
right, so
day.
We're going to quiz you on the show. We're going to quiz to see who is the greatest listener of TTN.
Oh, it's Philly.
Between Marty
it's
and
Phil,
Phil.
Then.
Well, we'll see.
I surrender now. I quit.
You know, I spent a lot of time putting the audio together.
Last night, and you don't even Marty quit the band. But now they're back together again. Last night, Marty quit the band. La 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 la
la la la la
la.
It wasn't even necessary. It was going to implode.
It was. Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh.
Please don't tell me how to do it. Isn't that funny? Listen to it.
Who is that?
That was you guys.
It's us, man.
It's us.
Hey, I've got an idea for you guys.
Chemically treated.
You should put up like pictures of you guys doing this on, you know, so people can see like what you're wearing on the show or what you look like.
That's why we're doing a podcast. If we were good looking like Brad Pitt, we'd be on TV, man.
You know, Brad Pitt just did some ad, like, what is that, Vanity Fair or something, in his underwear, and he's all up in arms.
He's all up in arms because he didn't release
He's all
pictures.
Up in underwear.
Well, I think he's wearing the same socks you have on.
Of course. Why wouldn't he?
Of course.
I'm a trendsetter.
Yeah, you are.
And Brad's socks are by Scott
I was the first white guy
Lear.
To shave my head other than
by
the
who?
KKK and make it trendsetting. You know
oh,
what
I
I'm saying,
I thought that was
John?
The guitar.
All right, so we're going to do the quiz after all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can play along at home.
That's a train wreck sound.
This is the TTN quiz.
Why do I sound like that?
I'll put some background music to it. Go ahead.
Check one, Oops. Two. What the hell is that? Check one, two. Check. Check, check. One, two.
Are you ready to go with the quiz, John?
I'm ready.
I thought Brian would show up for the quiz.
Of course.
But he's not here.
Fucking Brian.
So it's just Marty against
Fucking
Phil.
Brian.
And of course,
you know Brian's outside right now pissed off at you.
Of course
Why?
You can play at home.
Why would he be pissed at me?
Well, he's not pissed off. He's just slightly irritated.
All right. So what do I play first?
Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, it's quiz 1 through 10.
It's and we quiz got... 0 through 10.
Oh. Yeah, because I'm a programmer, you see, John, so
yeah.
I start things out in 0.
Oh, that's funny
of
that you end in 11,
sing
though.
I think the quiz behind
Yeah,
this.
But we got rid of quiz question number 4. So it will only be 10. All right, the first question tonight on can we have a backing track? Can you do a backing track and then play audio as well, John?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
All right,
what
so
do you
let's get
hear?
A backing track. I don't know. Do we have Dating Game or Jeopardy or something? That's good. Question number 1. John's going to play an audio clip. I'm sorry, 0. Question number 0. John's going to play an audio clip. I need the first one that knows what this audio clip is to
Call
say
out
your name.
First name.
Call out your first name
right.
and answer the question.
Right, here we go.
They all feature the word fuck.
Andy.
Pretty heavily. Right? And
oh.
I actually haven't got them in ascending order of fuck. I've got quite a lot of fuck. Then just a bit of fuck, and then an overload of fuck.
Nice.
Marty, right. Marty.
See, I'm trying not to swear.
Marty,
I
what is the name of that podcast?
I swear like a girl.
You mean the number of the podcast?
You give me the number. The that name. Would be a bonus, but what's the number?
The name is part two. No, part three. Numbers.
Phil?
Phil takes it. Stefan C. from on the Skype. No, I heard some limey, so I was like.
Yeah. That's Punky. Marty,
that's
I got it.
I got it.
It's the great Punky.
Episode number 10.
Oh, God.
Oh, I was going to say that.
That's the lost episode because they had to get rid of it because of.
Too many fucks.
No, not too many fucks, but because the music was not pod safe.
Neither is ours.
So what? That's from the great Punky episode number 10.
When we get to cease and desist, then we.
All right. Question number one, because we started out at zero. I need you to tell me, Phil or Marty, what Arnold is talking about. It's a one-word answer. That's what we're looking for. First one to know, shout out your name and give us the answer. Go ahead, John.
It's as satisfying to me as coming is, you know, as having sex with a woman and coming.
Oh, I know what he's talking about.
So can you believe Marty. How much I am in heaven?
What is he talking about?
He's talking about that whole...
one-word answer.
Oh.
One word.
I...
Phil, you know what he's talking about?
Arnold is talking about...
It's a one-word answer. Oh. He'd say all that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Weightlifting.
Judge's discretion.
He's right. I surrender.
Play the answer, and then we'll make our decision.
The greatest feeling you can get in a gym, or the most satisfying feeling you can get in the gym, is the pump.
The pump.
Let's say you train your biceps.
That's what we're looking
blood
for.
Blood is rushing
the pump.
Into your muscles, and that's what we call the pump.
Called the
your
pump.
Your muscles get a really tight feeling.
Tight feeling.
I think you should give it to
explode any minute. You know, it's really tight. It's like somebody blowing air into
blowing
into your
air into your muscles.
Yeah.
Blowing air.
Cohagen, you got what you want to give these people air.
Give these people air.
So see Marty at the says, party, Richter.
Marty says we should give it to Phil.
I think you should give it
what
to him.
What do you think, John?
The pump.
Yeah.
All right, so Phil is up.
Yeah, Phil's up.
All right, next question. Who is speaking? Go ahead, John, play number two.
All right.
Who is speaking?
They had elected a fellow by the name of Zemu, could be spelled X-E-M-U, to the Supreme Ruler. And they were about to unelect him. And he took the last moments he had in office to really goof the flute.
Goof
Who
the
is
floop.
Speaking? They're
goof,
both dumbfounded, John.
The floop.
They don't listen. How could
they
possibly
listen? I know.
We play that almost every podcast.
Was that the Raelian guy? I
don't know. No, that was
Marty's
the
Raelian guy.
I love the Raelians, man. Their story's just as plausible as anything else.
Give you one, Marty, you got a guess?
If you go that route, yeah,
hey,
I would agree with you.
Hey, John, can I pitch our new album concept's coming out? It's one you wouldn't do with me, but you will.
Hey, man, we're in the... hey.
I know you will.
Hey!
Because once you realize how big it is, Phil and I are working on an album concept. It's a rock opera, right, Phil? Rock opera?
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Sci-fi Jesus.
Can we save the fucking promos for later? We're in the middle of a fucking quiz.
Okay,
failing miserably.
I want to know the lyrics of the first tune.
Jesus was okay for a Jew.
Exactly.
He was. And he was cool, man.
He was. He was okay for a Jew.
All right, that was L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard was speaking.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Of Scientology fame. All right.
Mr. Dianetics.
Next question.
Next question.
What word is John trying to say? What word is John trying to say?
Tomcat.
Tomcat.
On the other hand, roll off the tongues of those fascinated by the insta-love affair between megastar Tom Cruise and Dawson's Creek.
Katie Holmes. Marty.
Ingenue.
Phil.
Phil.
Ingenue.
Phil's got it. Phil's on the board. Ding, 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 ding. He was already on the board. Tet. Phil's crushing Marty. Crushing.
Tet anus. You got what you want, Total Talk Nonsense. Leave me alone.
See you at the party.
All right, now,
see you at the party, Rista.
This next question, we have an audio question and then an audio answer. So we're going to play the question. And you need to tell us how the papooch responds to this question.
Tony Papooch?
The papooch.
The papooch.
Where do you stand on that papooch? You a creationism or an evolutionary kind of guy?
All right. Creationism. Papoosh.
Creationism. Papoosh. Papoosh
says
creationism.
Creationism. Phil says.
I don't think he answers either.
Oh, Phil thinks it's good. A trick question. Yeah, All right, go ahead, play the answer.
I
say plead the fifth.
All right. Can I play the answer now?
Play the answer.
Right. Where do you stand on that, Papooch? You a creationism or an evolutionary kind of guy?
I am an evolutionary
guy. He's lying.
Have another drink.
Hello.
Hey. It stinks.
Yo, Adrian.
You guys are both wrong.
Evolutionary guy.
All right. Now, the next question. Who is on the phone? Who is on the phone? Go ahead, John.
Who is on the phone?
It's the Skype guy.
I'm so fucking into you. I fucking have sex, and I want to lick your pussy and suck your tits. But I want to fucking lick your pussy and make you cum so much. I'm so fucking into you. I want to fucking eat you and fuck you and suck your tits and lick your ass. I'm so fucking into you. It's incredible. I want to fucking suck your pussy. Suck my cock. Feed off of your face. Let's get crazy. Get some coke. I fucking want to just fucking make you crazy. Make you
Marty.
Fucking crazy.
Marty. T.E.T. Anus. Ted Anus.
I got it. Can you turn it off now?
Wait a minute. Which one is it? There we go.
Who's on the phone?
Where did you guys get my answering machine message from?
Man, who the fuck just steals a mic?
What, Pat O'Brien calls you, Marty?
Actually, it was Foley, the dude Foley guy.
No.
Phil guesses Bill O'Reilly.
But... No, it is not Bill O'Reilly. It is Pat
fuck
O'Brien.
Fuck you.
Pat O'Brien.
You mean the basketball dude?
The fuck
yeah,
you
the
waiting
basketball
for?
Dude.
Bitch
that was Pat O'Brien.
So he's a sexual man. What's wrong with that?
I want to do all the things he was talking about. Wait, she was legal, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But she had to get into Betty.
But that's not really something.
Beat off in your face.
That's my favorite.
All right, now.
Beat off in your face.
The next one is a two-part audio clip. There's a question.
A question.
Then what we need to know is how does God respond to John's question?
Oh.
Go ahead, John.
All right.
Okay, I have one question.
Yes.
Do you have a penis?
I do.
What do you need it for?
All right. How does God respond to John's question? What does God need a penis for? Marty?
Making love.
Making love. Phil?
I'm sure that's not correct, but
it might be banging the hose too.
Banging the hose might
bang
be
in hose.
Banging the hose. Phil,
banging the hose.
I'm gonna say, God. I know. I did hear this episode as well.
You rang.
I don't know, man. He just likes, you know, he likes the sensation
from beating off.
Likes the sensation. And God and Satan might be joining us later, John. God
That's
talked
right.
to
Good,
me.
Good, I got a question for
now,
Satan.
Now, you scheduled Satan, didn't you, John?
Yeah.
And God talked to me. He said he'd love to come in.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and play the answer there, John.
All right.
Okay, I have one question.
Yes.
Do you have a penis?
I do.
What do you need it for?
I need it. It just makes my slacks look better.
All right, you're both wrong again.
Damn.
We're running out of questions. Phil is still in the lead.
But by barely.
Barely in the lead.
I'm trying to send my kid to Catholic school. He's never going to get in after this.
You're sending him to Catholic school?
It was good enough for me. It's good enough for him.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Repent. Repent.
That's
oh, man. What's wrong with
That's
you?
That's all I got. I got nothing else.
All right, we have two more questions. What is John describing? And we'll accept two answers here. Go ahead, John. Play that audio clip.
Right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. That's
Phil.
It.
Phil, what is he describing?
The paradiddle.
The paradiddle, and Phil is right.
It's not fair. He's a drummer.
And the is this the last question? No.
We
this
have
can't
9,
be
10, and 11.
9, 10, and 11.
Right.
All right, number 9.
Wait, before you go on, how many does Marty have?
Marty has zero.
Zero.
The
big
zero.
Goose
the big
egg. Goose egg. Number 9, who is this? Who is this?
Who?
is this?
Who is this?
Fuck you, I can do it.
Who was that?
It was that guy who was on the Skype call.
Oh, God.
Phil?
Now I want to guess Punky, but I...
Judges?
I'm afraid.
Judges' discretion?
We could give it to him.
We can give it to him. It's Pauly B from Punky.
Oh, see?
Oh, God.
Yeah, all right.
Sorry. I'm
would Phil us up 200 to Marty's nil.
This is 200. 200,000. That one was for 500 million points.
All right. Question number 10.
Yeah.
Do you have an ATM?
Why did John quit catheter? Question number 10.
Why is it always me?
Marty. It's because I asked to wax his ass, and all of a sudden he freaked out. And that
wax
was the end of it.
His ass. Phil, do you have an answer?
Wait, well, hold it.
No, because he hates me.
No. The answer.
He hates me.
I think the answer varies, and I think
by day.
Yes, by day, because one day it's one thing, and
that's right.
There's more than one reason too, and I think that's fine. On the show, I think he said he quit the band because Marty joined the Air Force, and. Though I think there were other reasons, but that's my answer.
Go ahead and play the clip there, John.
I quit because Marty joined the Air Force.
That is right! Ding, 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 ding!
He was a veteran. I'm a veteran now.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. You know, I can't figure out how to say I'm a veteran
quit
other
Marty
than joining.
Joined the Air Force.
All right, Phil is up 250 to nil.
I don't
John.
Remember that.
Marty,
just for the record, I did it for you, John.
All right, this is the last
question.
Thanks,
Marty. No, you did it for all of us.
Last question, multiple choice. We're going to make this question worth 250 points. So if Phil gets it wrong, Marty gets it right.
Wait, can you make it for two? How many points does he have? 278.
He has 250 points. Marty has nil. Nil. The last question is multiple choice. We're going to play you a clip. Now.
I love how he says we. He's going to fucking have anything to do. Well, okay.
Yeah, from 18 feet from the equipment.
Clipped out the sound.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, say it, man.
Can you play the
say
Henry
it.
Rollins clip?
Fuck you. Yeah.
There you go. All right. This is a multiple choice. We're going to play you a clip of a cell phone message. Is this A? Hold it. I tore my paper. Is this A, Vince Vaughn after getting a call from the word whore? B, Pat O'Brien after the girl called him back? Pat O'Brien, we heard that clip earlier. C, Ashton Kutcher after he got married to Demi Moore? Or D, Tom Cruise after he first started dating Katie Holmes? Go ahead and play the clip.
Right.
And please let the clip play in entirety before giving your answer.
At 1:13 p.m. I was, thinking about last night earlier, and I have to tell you, it made me a little wet. I hope that you like me sucking your cock. I tell you, that's my favorite thing to do. Oh, you really have a nice one, so I like licking your balls, and I like stroking your shaft with my tongue, especially the underside, because I know that drives you crazy.
So was that A, Vince Vaughn after getting a call from the word whore? B, Pat O'Brien after the girl called him back? C, Ashton Kutcher after he got married to Demi Moore? Or D, Tom Cruise after he first started dating Katie Holmes?
Marty.
Pat O'Brien, he says B. Phil, what say you?
Oh, God.
But those choices don't make any sense.
Hey, you suck, dick.
I forgot the question, actually.
Was that message left on Vince Vaughn's phone after getting a call from the word whore? Pat O'Brien's phone after the girl called him back?
Yeah, I guess I would guess the Pat O'Brien, too, because it's the only one that...
Pat O'Brien. Okay, you're both wrong. It was Ashton Kutcher after he got married to Demi Moore.
Ashton Kutcher.
All right, so...
But who was leaving the message? It wasn't Demi.
It wasn't Demi Moore, no.
No.
That's what we're saying. Now, if you listen to
the
show...
It wasn't my sister, was it?
You'd know that, Marty. You'd know that, but... And Phil, he got lucky. You know what I'm saying? And I got to say that if we had a chimp, if we had the W in, he could have got more points than Marty, who came in with zero. Zero
I hear
points.
Rumors on the internets.
Internet.
Well, you know, actually,
because even the W could pull a lever.
He is correct.
There is food.
Yeah. How come she? How come she didn't talk about licking the?
It's the taint.
Oh, she had me a shaft.
Hey, honey, could you come over and lick my
tet anus?
Anus.
All right, so whatever Marty says about listening,
it's going to be on our T-shirt, man.
It's a big lie. It's a big lie. Marty doesn't listen at all.
Yeah,
not at all.
And I barely listen.
And Phil barely listens, and that's proven by his.
Phil and I listened to a whole episode together. We did.
A sphincter says what?
What?
Well, I do recommend that you go back and listen to Zach in episode 44. That was an outstanning episode. Yeah,
I plan on listening again. Yeah. I mean, outstanding.
All right, we got to take this to part three.
Part three.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with you. That was part two. Now stay tuned for...
Part three. Part three.
Just one last click away.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.